Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about humanity. Can't you hear it, really? Oh, the humanity! I know, but humanity's a mess. My dad had a great word. He said, you know what, Chuck, ministry would be a piece of cake if it weren't for people. Humanity seems to be where we get hung up. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, one of the greatest Christians that ever lived, said, in an ordinary life, we hardly realize that we receive a great deal more than we give, and that it is only with gratitude that life becomes rich. But listen to what Martin Luther King Jr. said. All labor that uplifts humanity has dignity and importance and should be undertaken with painstaking excellence. Well, the Word of God has a good word for us as well. He says to us in 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 15, work hard so you can present yourself to God and receive His approval. Be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed and who can correctly explain the word of truth. Avoid worthless, foolish talk that only leads to more godless behavior. This kind of talk spreads like cancer. And as in the case of Hymenaeus and Philetus, they have left the path of truth, claiming that the resurrection of the dead has already occurred. In this way, they have turned some people away from the faith, but God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this inscription, the Lord knows who are His, and all who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil. The humanity of it says to me and you that we are going to chase after sin, and yet God says, I want you to come back to me. I've used this illustration before, but if you can imagine the kingdom of God and living for God, you imagine a fort, if you would, out in the wilderness, and where we found safety was inside the fort. But inside the fort, we know as a better way, God's way. We know that in all the humanity, in all of the advances in technology that we've made, what we do with our humanity is often the opposite of what God has called us to do and equipped us to do. And so 2 Timothy gives us this word. Make sure that we can present ourselves to God and receive His approval. Because Dr. Martin Luther King was right. All labor that uplifts humanity has dignity and importance and should be undertaken with painstaking excellence. My friend, today, make sure that you leave room in your life to insert a God-centric life. Let Him do in you the work so you can present yourself to Him and receive His approval. Get inside His fort, a better way and a better way to live. Friend, I can't tell you how important it is that you hear these words from Scripture and then meditate on them. That's why we've created the weekday meditation, and I encourage you, jump over there the minute you're done here and take some time of quietude and solitude. Listen to these words from Psalm 119. I rejoice in your word like one who discovers a great treasure. I hate and abhor all falsehood, but I love your instructions. That is a picture of loving God's word, wanting to make sure that when I dig in, I'm going to find a treasure that makes it so good for me. We were in staff meeting today, and I had given all the staff a copy of our new book, our new resource from Sugar Hill Resources, Power Routines. And one of our staff members, who's always seems like she's pulling a joke on somebody, took a $100 bill and stuck it in her book as if I had given money to everybody in the book. And the folks at her table opened it up and thought, wait a minute, you got a $100 bill? And they started digging through the book looking for their money. And of course, she just couldn't laugh. I didn't know what was going on until after a staff meeting. But you know what I found? That when we dig for a treasure, we find it. And so I want to encourage you today, get in the Word. Remember what Psalm 119 says, I rejoice in your Word like one who discovers a great treasure. Thanks for joining me for today's weekday podcast. Make sure you check out the weekday meditation as well at weekdaymeditation.com. And as we prepare for Easter, know that we've got an incredible Holy Week. It starts off with Palm Sunday with a great Sunday service at 9:30 and 11. Of course, Sugar Hill Espanol at 9:30. And then like we do each year, we'll have an online guided communion service. And that's on Monday, Thursday. It'll start running at 6:30 and run at every half hour all the way to midnight. I promise you, it'll be one of the most special evenings of your year. And go ahead and plan to be a part of that now. God bless you, friend. I'll see you back for another weekday podcast soon. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.